This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I just feel like that tells us everything. If we do not want violence on our subways, and the point of our justice system is a level of accountability to prevent a person who does not have remorse about taking another person's life.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. Welcome back to the show, brother. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, my
friend?
Good morning,
fine.
Jim.
Morning.
Yep. Sorry to play Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez this early in the morning, but that was her shocked reaction to the fact that Daniel Penny is relieved that he's not going to jail for being a good Samaritan. She's upset,
yeah. And
she's afraid that this is going to encourage more violence on the subways. It wasn't Daniel Penny that caused the violence. It was a mentally ill human being who threatened to kill people, and Penny saved the day. What is wrong with America?
Progressive DAs and progressive ideology and people like AOC. Let's make this point very clear about the man that Daniel Penny stopped on the subway that day, guys. He had a rap sheet over 11 years long that totaled 42 arrests. He was averaging 4 arrests a year. That breaks down when you do the math. Liberals might need a calculator for this, but it breaks out to about an average of 1 arrest per quarter for the previous 10 years. At some point, you think this guy's going to think, maybe I should change my life instead of getting arrested once a quarter. Nah, I'll just continue this for the next 10 years. You know, this guy was threatening to kill people on the subway. Daniel Penny stopped him. And now you have the racial component, right? You have the BLM folks who are out there screaming and yelling that maybe we should have black vigilantes. You know, that ideology is on its way out the door. It was voted out. Americans are sick and tired of hearing that. They're on their last breath. We finally got some common sense coming in. But until cities like New York get rid of people like Los Angeles did.
Yeah,
with Gascon. Until they start getting rid of these people like Bragg and the ideology that's permeated these DA offices, we're going to continue to see more of this, but it's on its way out. I think we're getting ready to breathe some fresh air.
Yeah, boy, I hope you're right. Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. We did find out yesterday, though, what caused the death of the United Healthcare CEO. Apparently, and I'm going to say this in the same way Joe Biden would say it, it was a ghost gun. Because if you whisper it, it's scarier. It wasn't a deranged 26-year-old mentally ill man. It was the tool he used to kill the man.
Yeah, well, it fits the narrative, doesn't it? And this is something that we're going to have to look out for moving into the Trump years. As gun owners, we have to start paying very careful attention to what's going on. Because the way the narrative is created, they didn't go after the individual who is sick and deranged. What they did was, as you pointed out, they went after the quote-unquote ghost gun, which is a made-up term. It's a media-concocted term. It's a narrative that they've used to define something that they don't like. Would it have mattered if he bought the gun off a shelf and it was made by Sig Sauer? Would that have been better for them? It doesn't make any difference. What he did was he decided to murder somebody, and it's very important to point out the failure of New York's gun control laws. These were sensitive zones. Guns weren't allowed. Silencers are illegal. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I want listeners to think about this. Name me the one law that Hochul or Adams or anybody, the legislature in the state, could have put into place that would have stopped this man. This just highlights the utter failure of gun control across the country. It's not the gun. It's the person who decides to violate the law. Because the last I checked, guys, murder is illegal in New York as well.
We were just talking earlier this morning about how some Missouri lawmakers are trying to push for, you know, stricter gun control again. And you think about how it's not worked. Illinois is a perfect example of that, right? The problem is they're not prosecuting these criminals. They're not held accountable for their actions. They're getting out, they're stealing guns, and they're doing it all over again.
And you know, Kim, they don't care. Criminals don't care. They never will. There's always going to be that element in our society, and we have a right to defend against this. The chilling effect of the Daniel Penny case, for example, let's go back to that for just a second briefly. How many people are going to want to put themselves in this position on the subway now? A lot of people are saying, yay, it's great for self-defense that he was acquitted. Really? The next person that's going to find themselves in that situation is likely going to walk away because he doesn't want to find himself or she doesn't want to find herself going through what Daniel Penny went through.
Right.
Oh, I won't be found. My life is going to be wrecked. I'm going to go bankrupt. I'm going to make it all over the news. I'm going to lose my job. Everything about my life and my career is going to be over, but I'm going to win in court. No, I think I'm just going to move back to the other train car if I can get away.
Well,
from
he's still
Meanwhile,
being sued.
Innocent people are going to get hurt. Yeah, civilly.
You know, let's get back to the ghost gun for a minute, because I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Mark. Everybody's worried about the fact that he was apparently able to 3D print, you know, a lower and get a receiver and put this in together and 3D print a suppressor. I had no idea you could even do that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't real. I mean, it was effective.
Yeah.
Obviously, he murdered the man. He shot the man in the back. He's a coward at that range. But he had multiple malfunctions. What we've counted was 3 with the firearm. Okay, so clearly this guy was looking for an untraceable firearm. He thought he could do that if he built the gun himself. Yeah, that was really effective, wasn't it? While you're sitting in a McDonald's, still wearing a mask with a beanie on his head. And now he's going to spend the rest of his life in the slammer, and he's 26 years old, as he should be. As far as I'm concerned, he should get the death penalty. But wait, it's New York. I don't know that they would put him to death. I don't know that they would carry out that sentence. I don't know what New York's laws are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to your point, it doesn't matter what the tool is. If it's the Oklahoma City bombing, you know, it was ghost fertilizer. The guy went around and bought enough fertilizer to fill a truck up with, and he blew it up in front of a federal building because it was untraceable, because that's how he did it, and he thought he was going to outsmart everyone. But, of course, he didn't.
No, and he did get put to death.
Yes, he did.
Ghost fertilizer. That's the first time I've heard that. I like that. I might steal that. Thank
Feel
you.
Free. Yeah, yeah.
I'll use it.
Yeah. Point being, I mean, it the whole conversation about ghost guns, they were falsely named that to scare people. First of all, it's not easy to put one together. But the point is of them wanting everything to be registered. This guy could have bought a gun illegally, one that was stolen out of somebody's car somewhere, because they're not allowed to carry it onto a metro train, for example. If they're in St. Louis, they can't carry it on the metro train to protect themselves. So they put it in their glove box, and then it gets stolen. Then it gets resold to somebody who couldn't walk into a gun store and buy one. So then they find the gun, and they run the serial number on it. All it does is go back to the previous owner who it got stolen from. It gets them no closer to solving the case. So whether the gun was registered or not is really irrelevant.
No, it doesn't make any difference. Like we said, it's a tool. It doesn't matter what he used.
Yes.
Everything is after the fact. Everything is after the fact, not pre, but after the fact. Nobody said, oh, there's an unregistered ghost gun out there somewhere. We better start looking for a guy that might be wearing a mask, carrying a gray backpack, that might have a hood on, that might be flirting with some girl at a hostel, that might wind up in Pennsylvania because there's an unregistered ghost. It's absurd to even think about. But again, what it does, guys, is it fits the narrative that they're able to drive. Now, I do have some advice for AOC. Go clean up your own streets before you start lecturing me. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because it's FCC friendly.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's insane anyway, and she doesn't want anybody to be able to protect themselves anywhere, for that matter. Mark Walters, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
We'll talk again soon. Mark Walters there, Armed American Radio, and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters, and you can listen to him. He also is a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.